For his project, Josh created a preoperative total joint replacement screener targeting patient-initiated cancellations. So, Josh, what problem does your project aim to solve, and how does it occur in real life?
Yeah, so let's say a doctor has an open slot for a joint replacement surgery, but he has two patients to choose from to schedule. The only problem is that he wants to schedule the patient who he has the most confidence in terms of their likelihood to not cancel. And the big question is, how does he choose which patient to schedule, right? So according to Kruger et al., patient-initiated cancellations accounted for about 34.3% of all cancellations in a 505 total joint replacement set. And so my product would basically significantly help healthcare system managers and surgeons.
And how did you discover this problem specifically?
Yeah, so for me, this kind of started with my prior interest in orthopedics through my work in developing a novel total joint replacement implant and also creating simulations of a patent-pending adolescent scoliosis rod for the FDA. For this program, I tried building on these previous ideas, but it didn't work too well, and it didn't really pan out. So through extensive interviews with physicians and clinics across the country, a common problem that I identified was a lack of a tool to predict patient cancellations. After doing some research, I also kind of found the same thing. There's largely been little research done, as I really only found two studies that were published on this, and one of them stated that, quote, despite the ubiquity of case cancellations, there's very little literature evaluating this phenomenon. Also, they stated that, quote, many of the cancellations appear to be possible to reduce or eliminate, but it seems that not very many people have made a concerted effort to address this problem.
And what solution did you build in response to this problem then?
Yeah, so I made a preoperative patient screener. It basically asks questions related to social determinants of health that are modified pretty heavily to gain more knowledge specifically relating to orthopedics and the problems that a patient would have related to that. So based on each response, a certain amount of points would be awarded, and the higher the score, the more likely they are to cancel, and the lower the score, the less likely they are to cancel. So if a doctor has an open slot, the patient with a lower score would be scheduled, and the patient with a higher score would be connected with the right resources to help them with their problems and get their kind of score to a lower level. That's one of confidence for the doctor.
And what process did you go through to build out this screener?
Yeah, so I went through a lot of mini interviews and info gathering sessions with physicians and orthopedic clinics across the country. The first preliminary screener was largely just a kind of conglomerate of questions that were borrowed from other screeners, but I found that that didn't really get to the answers of the questions that I really wanted to ask, and it wasn't specifically related to orthopedics. So for the second iteration, I modified the questions pretty heavily, and I created a lot of new ones to really get to what I wanted to know.
Can you tell us about a key moment or decision that you made during this process?
Yeah, so one really important one was kind of towards the end. It's kind of a phase, really, when everything just fell into place. It had been a long time coming as I'd gone through multiple project ideas and a lot of them ignored emails and phone calls. And I guess kind of following up with that, one really important thing that I've done to keep the project moving forward, even when I thought it was going super slow and I was going nowhere, was just keep contacting people. Gaining real life perspective has been a key driver in this project and has just helped me keep moving forward.
So based on that process and that moment, what advice would you give your past self?
Yeah, definitely finding a problem before you make a solution. This is common sense, because if no one has that problem that you're solving, no one's going to want that. Also, for me, I'm often really ambitious, and I think setting achievable goals, setting smaller goals up to a certain point that you're 100% sure you can achieve, and once you get there, then exceeding that, not only do you feel good about exceeding your goal, but also you're able to reach that kind of back-in-your-head goal that you had initially, but it's more realistic and there's less pressure on yourself for that.
And what did you learn during this process that you think will benefit you in the future?
Yeah, I definitely learned how to more effectively foster an idea into a product. In the future, I'm looking definitely develop maybe another implant. I've had a couple ideas running. And I think that this process has really, really helped me. And I think that it'll help me better do that. Also, maybe efficiently collaborate with other people. Like within just healthcare in general, you work with a lot of really different people. And healthcare is a patient and human-centered line of work. So I think that will definitely help me a lot. Also, I guess, different contacting tactics with different people. A lot of the ones that came into the program didn't work too well, and they were pretty inefficient. And a lot of the ones that I've learned from both you and Kat have really helped me be able to more effectively communicate with people and get them to email me back.
Amazing. And lastly, what are your next steps for this screener specifically?
Yeah, so I'll definitely keep developing it. Hopefully I get it published. And I think with this credibility, I'll be able to implement it within orthopedic clinics within Delaware. So a specific clinic, for example, I would be able to have Physician A use it and Physician B not use it, and across the board kind of compare cancellation rates between the two surgeons to see the real viability and whether it'd be able to be more of a widespread tool across the country.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.